Dr. Debbie, you're all red and flustered. What's up?
Well, hey, you know, a lot of pets out there are struggling with obesity, just like a lot of us humans. And a lot of times, what, you're laughing at me?
Well, because just yesterday, the doctor told us that a ladybug has to lose 2 pounds.
See, wow. And what did they probably tell you? They probably told you that you need to cut back her food and exercise more. Okay, so every single day I have this conversation at least once, and I'm kind of getting tired because it seems every day I deal with someone who says, oh, I can't exercise my dog. It's too hot. So yes, Las Vegas is about 110 degrees right now, and it's hot, but in the morning it's not. And I'm like, I just don't understand, because I think we have some of the best weather in the world, except for 3 months out of the year. And I wonder if other veterinarians across the country struggle with this year round, with people saying, I can't exercise my dog.
Well, let me ask you an honest question. The people that say they can't exercise with their dog morning, night, or afternoon, are they themselves maybe a little bit overweight?
Sometimes, but not always. I mean, sometimes it's truly busy people who just don't think they can find the time within their day. So, you know, I have tons of solutions for this. You know, they have doggy treadmills.
You have one of those, don't you?
I sure do. I have one at my office, and we use it during the hot months of the year. And, you know, people can do this too. There's a lot of ways you can play with your dog indoors if the weather is inclement. So you can, you know, play retrieving games. You can play hiding games where you hide treats among the house.
Do you recommend or should we stay away from putting a dog on a human treadmill?
You can. It's just some of the designs can be a little bit less accommodating for dogs because they have kind of that large piece in the front where they can't see out. So most dog treadmills are made with the design where they enter on the rear and then they exit over the front. So that's a little bit less scary for a dog to walk up against something. You know, and even some people just hate walking on a treadmill staring at something straight ahead. It's kind of boring.
Is it hard to train a dog to get onto a treadmill?
Not at all. Not at all. It is so easy. And this is where, you know, positive rewards go so far. And when we acclimate a dog to the treadmill, it's all about treats, high value treats, and getting them used to just going on there. And once they step on the treadmill, we treat them. And that may be all we do is repeat that exercise over and over. And then the next time that we go to the treadmill, we're going to turn it on really super slow. And again, treating while they're on the treadmill. And then you build up to kind of building up a little speed. And there's like little side panels so that they don't kind of jump off or have the desire to jump off. And, you know, you just kind of stay right there with them and engage them through the whole process. Okay. It's very easy. People are surprised how easy it is to get them used to it.
So you have to definitely start with it off, which may be the problem why I can't train my dogs to do that. You start with the treadmill off. And just get them on there first.
It's all baby steps. We don't want them to be scared. We want it to be something that they enjoy, they look forward to. And my dogs actually run onto the treadmill as soon as they see it. And then they stand there and look at us. They're like, okay, let's go.
Wow.
Some of the reasons that they shouldn't be overweight, obviously, I would imagine you, just like humans, you could get diabetes. There could be joint problems. Yeah. What else?
Well, diabetes, heart disease, and a whole plethora of orthopedic problems. So cruciate ligament injury, a rupture of the ligament in the knee, is really common, especially in older, overweight pets, especially couch potato dogs. We see that where a dog will just jump off the couch and rupture their cruciate ligament because they're just really not very fit and don't have great muscle tone. Mm. So
the recommendation on the side of the can for the cat food, obviously written by the pet food manufacturer, and obviously they want to sell dog food. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the can that we feed Ladybug. The Ladybug is now at 10 pounds. The doctor says she should be at 8 pounds. And the can says...
Is it like a 13-ounce can?
It's a 13-ounce can.
One of the larger ones.
It says feed a whole can every day.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, and you think you're doing right. Of course, I never do. I only feed her half a can a day, and she's still overweight.
Doctor says we should cut her back 15 to 20%.
Wow. Absolutely, yeah. And those are guidelines. So when we look at feeding amounts, a lot of people say, oh my gosh, food companies are just overestimating so they sell more food. But mm-hmm. a lot of pets are really quite inactive. So their basal metabolic rate is really low. So just like a person, if all you do is play Pokemon sitting in your house, you're not doing much. But if you're playing Pokemon Go, you're out and moving. So if your pet really doesn't do much other than run to the fence to bark at something, then they're not going to expend many energy. So you really have to take that into accommodation. And if cutting back a little bit doesn't help, then you don't want an unsatisfied, hungry dog. So you may need to even look into a weight loss food so that she can still feel like she's eating enough without being frustrated or hungry.
Well, I'm trying to look, instead of doing a weight loss food, is keep the regular food, cut back, but add some kind of filler, you know, like pumpkin or green beans, or what's great to add that doesn't add a lot of calories that'll make her feel full.
Well, those are some of the big ones and the crunchy things. I find that a lot of dogs really enjoy vegetables. So I have a couple dogs that really like green peppers. So little pieces of green pepper, baby carrots. Some, believe it or not, like lettuce. It's just kind of different. Watermelon. These are all low calorie items that are just a little different texture. The hard thing is when people want to add chicken. I mean, chicken's great, or some other kind of, you know, meat, but it is calories. So you do have to remember that if you're adding those things in, you're actually kind of taking up some of the day's calories. So it's far more fun for the pet to eat more in these little amounts and kind of the treat items.
Well, there you go. It's flown by once again. Remember, if you need your fix during the week, it's so simple. Head on over to animalradio.pet. And you can also download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. I encourage you to do that. You know, if there's ever a food recall or news that affects your pets, you're going to find out first from the Animal Radio app. And it's free for your iPhone or Android device. So go download that puppy right now. And have yourself a great week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you next time.
This is Animal Radio Network.